Good evening, and welcome to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We have some excellent guests tonight and some terrific new music. So please, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride on today's Entrepreneurs.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Today's Entrepreneurs. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm J.R. Williams. And with Today's Entrepreneurs,
we have a great show lined up for you today. How is everybody's Valentine's Day? What you get into, man?
I took it easy, truthfully. You know what I did? I just kept an eye on the kids, let the wife relax. You know, get some peace time. It's highly appreciated. You know,
they're going to
take a bath and just mellow out for a minute. What'd you get into?
Oh, man, you know, I had the date with the two females.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot.
You know, I'm going to have to get into that later, how it went. But everything went good, man. We all handled it like adults. It was all great, man. I had a good time.
Wow.
Ladies had a good time.
It's interesting.
Definitely interesting. Okay. It was definitely an interesting experience. Mm. Well, our first guest tonight is Dangerous Lee.
Dangerous Lee.
She is an HIV preventative specialist, and she is the author of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down.
Okay. Well,
Dangerous Lee, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
What's going on, Dangerous Lee? This is JR.
Oh,
how are
you? Just sit back, relaxing.
Oh, okay.
Well, Dangerous Lee, let us know, who is Dangerous Lee?
Oh, my goodness. Dangerous Lee is a very fun, creative, crazy chick. But, you know, I'm an author, artist, actress, activist, all that good stuff.
Okay. Now, what exactly is the Dangerous Lee experiment?
Oh, my goodness. The Dangerous Lee experiment is, I call it like a networking project that's centered around, you know, bartering and marketing and helping businesses and that type of thing. So basically, I'm working for you. When you buy a package through the Dangerous Lee experiment, I'm working to, you know, hustle for your brand and your business.
Okay. How long you been doing that?
It just started a couple of weeks ago because last year I used to work at Wellness Aid Services part-time, and I stopped working to just be self-sustainable and work for myself. So that's what 2012 is all about. It's about, you know, Dangerous Lee, seeing if she can make it as Dangerous Lee the brand. So that's really what the experiment is all about.
Well, tell us about the book, Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirts Down. How, you know, what's going on with that?
That is a book of erotic short stories, and each one has an emphasis on HIV education.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah, so it's like safe sex erotica.
So some different type scenarios are going on, you're saying, where the ultimate end out to be something involving HIV?
Well, you know, I don't want to get anybody all, like, down on it, because the thing is, a lot of people feel like because it is about safe sex that it might be preachy, but it's not. It's still erotica. It is very raunchy, and the stories have a lot of different things going on. Like you said, there's a different scenario for each story. So, and most of the time, HIV is just kind of like in the plot somewhere. It's not really the focus of the story, but it has something to do with what's going on. But the stories are funny. They're erotic, crazy. You know, one is about elderly people having sex.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Now, what inspired this book?
Well, I learned many years ago that HIV in America really affects the African-American community. And being an African-American woman, that matters to me. I wasn't aware that it was that big of a deal in the United States with black people. You know, most of the time when we hear about HIV, we hear about it in Africa. But it's also a problem here in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what initially got me into HIV prevention.
Okay. Have you had some friends, family who've been affected, who've gotten the disease?
No, I've never been close to anybody beforehand. But since I've started working in HIV prevention, I have met people who are HIV positive that are really cool, good people.
Yeah, and the drugs are amazing now. That's the important thing.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
People don't understand is that like, there are drugs that can prolong your life. You know, I think there's such a stigma on it now that, you know, people are scared to talk
about
it.
It is. It's a huge stigma.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem because when you have HIV, people make these judgment calls on you that you're a whore, that you're dirty, you're nasty, you know, and that's just not the case. But yeah, if you are able to get the medication, well, some people have issues getting the medication. There are even waiting lists in some cities. I think Florida, I'm not totally sure, but I think Florida has a waiting list right now if you needed to be on a certain HIV medication. So, yes, there is medication, but not everybody has access to it.
Gotcha.
So when did your book go on sale? How long has it been out?
Oh, man, it's been out close to 2 years now. So I'm still pushing along with it because, you know, the message is going to always be relevant even when the book is old as hell. Even after I die, it'll probably be relevant, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to keep pushing it.
Okay, so you're looking for some like a major publishing company? You're trying to work a deal out or something to that nature?
Right now I do everything myself. I do everything myself. Okay. I self-publish the book through CreateSpace, and it would be great to get picked up by a publisher. I mean, I think that's just about every author's dream to get picked up by a big publisher. But until you make a lot of noise on your own, they really don't come knocking.
Now, will there be a second book, or is this the end of this?
There will be a second book. It won't have anything to do with erotica per se, but there will be a second book. I tend to like to write in the sci-fi genre, thriller, mystery type stuff. So, yeah, the second book, I haven't started working on it yet because I'm so immersed in all this Dangerously Experiment stuff. But, yeah, it'll be coming soon.
Well, where did that name come from, if you don't ask me, mommy asking?
What, the name of the book?
Dangerously.
Yeah.
Oh, Dangerously. Well, it comes from a combination of a lot of different things. I mean, most of all, I just thought it suited me very well and that it would be something that would get people's attention. And I knew that everybody would ask, where did it come from? What does it mean? Is that your real name? That type of thing. But my real name is Lay, and it's spelled like Lee, so it's taken from that. Dangerously is a word. You know, and I'm a writer, so I love words. My favorite Michael Jackson CD is Dangerous, and I love Michael Jackson. So it's influenced by a lot of different things.
Now, we have a worldwide audience here. Just yesterday, we had a caller from Canada. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Michigan, right outside of Flint.
Okay. Out in Flint, Michigan.
That's the auto capital right there. Okay. So what else are you working on?
You know what? Right now, my focus is the Dangerously Experiment. That is like the biggest thing right now. But also, my website, my main website, dangerously.biz, is growing by leaps and bounds, too. It's like one of the top 100,000 websites globally on the internet. So it's doing pretty good. You stop by and check it out.
And what is that again? Dangerously.
It's dangerously.biz, B-I-Z. Yep.
Okay. And just so everybody could go ahead and go check that out, and you know,
now what kind of clients do you have on the Dangerously Experiment?
You know what? So far, it's been one young lady. I was promoting her jewelry. But you know what? I'm looking to promote any and everybody. I'm very affordable. I can get your message out there with my crazy personality, get you out to my mailing list and all of my viewers and listeners and all that good stuff. So, you know, I'm artists, authors, hell, I even promote mechanics. It does not matter. Because everybody needs to get their business out there on the internet. Everybody needs to promote. You know,
what made you get into this?
I know that times are hard, but I'm affordable. Come on, this is how I make a living now, y'all. Come on.
What made you get into this?
You know what? Just working as a Dangerously brand for so many years. You know, I said, you know what? I'm gonna step out on a limb and see if I can do this full time. If I dedicate full time to this, what can happen? Because I have been doing pretty well with the brand. Part time, even though I've always been giving it my full time, but being a single parent, being in college, having another part time job, you know, I wasn't able to do as much as I wanted to. But now I'm living, breathing, eating Dangerously. So this is it. I'm just going out on a limb and taking charge of my life and my destiny. I'm tired of working for other people. Y'all know what I'm saying.
So, how do you market and promote your project, the Dangerously Experiment?
You know what? Right now, a lot of it is online with ads and videos. I got to work on my press release so I can really get it cracking. Now, the Dangerously Experiment is only a few weeks old, so slowly but surely. But I got to get off my butt. I got somebody consulting me on PR and marketing right now, so I got a lot of things that I need to focus on to get that done. I haven't even gotten my press release out yet, so I'm a little bit behind.
Everything, it's nonstop. It's nonstop. It never ends.
Never ends. 24/7 on the internet.
Everything. And I'm always up late at night. You know, I'm up to probably 4, 5, 6 in the morning. I sleep all day most times, and I found that when I'm sleeping during the day, I'm missing a lot. So I'm trying to work on my body clock. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's a constant. I'm constantly doing something to promote the Dangerously brand and promote the experiment, you know, and to stay relevant and out there. And it's like, you know, and I'm still a mother, you know, and I still have other things that I need to do when I'm not trying to sleep. So, yeah, it's a lot of work, and I'm doing it all myself. I don't have anybody helping me with this, you know.
Now, you said that you were an actress.
Was yes, I dip into acting a little bit.
What, is there anything I may have seen you in, or?
Oh, man, you know what? I doubt that you see me in anything unless you pay attention to, like, independent B-movies. I've been in a few Anarchy Productions movies, and, you know. I mean, many years ago, I was an extra in Sinbad's movie House Guest, but I was an extra, so you never see the extras, but.
That's a start.
I haven't been in anything mainstream, but that's cool with me. I like acting just for fun, and it kind of keeps anything that keeps me out there and keeps me relevant, I'm good with it. I like being an artsy-fartsy chick, so yeah, I like to do a little acting here and there.
Any singing? Any musical instruments?
Oh my God, no. That's probably the one thing that I don't do is sing. When I was younger, I used to want to be a singer, but you know, when you get that reality check that your voice is not as good as everybody else that they have a record deal. Well, that was back when I was little. Nowadays, anybody can get a record deal, but yeah, singing, no. I love music, though, but no, I don't sing.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Whitney Houston passing?
Oh my God. That was crazy. I was actually at an event when it was going on, and in the middle of it, the bartender was like, Whitney Houston is dead. And I was like, no, she's not. Stop playing. And there's a TV, like, right above, you know, the bar, and he turned to CNN, and it was like, wow, Whitney Houston dead at 48. That's just, I was blown away. It's just crazy. We losing all the good singers.
Yeah, we sure are.
Etta James. Oh, that hurt my heart.
I mean, it's just crazy. You know, Don Cornelius shot himself. That's like outrageous to me. Like, wow, what is going on right there? But I don't know. It just, you know, I was, of course, you can imagine when I told you I was a big Michael Jackson fan. When he died, I just shut down. That was it. But it's just weird how it's like when Whitney Houston died, I was like, wow, another little piece of my like childhood.
You remember the songs, you remember places that you
were. Yeah, you know, and
no,
I had forgot about, you know, how many Whitney songs that I like. So, you know, of course, like millions of other people, I'm like ordering songs off iTunes. And I just think, you know, it's funny how we don't remember or appreciate anybody until they're gone. But I guess that's just how it goes. You know, they're not a focus. So I guess until something like death happens, you forget, you know, how cool that person was, you know.
I think they are the focus. It's just that it's on all the negativity, you know, and the negative points.
They do that, though. But see, that's the media.
Yeah.
Yeah, the media loves to do that. We all know that Whitney had drug issues. We don't need you to keep pushing that in our face. We know, okay?
Exactly. Yeah, but that doesn't sell. You know, that don't get ratings. You know, that's why you got to...
Exactly. You got to do something ignorant, you know? But, I mean, yeah.
Just like this show right here, you get to call in and, you know, really express, you know, what you want to express and, you know.
Now, how do you feel about the public's outrage to there not being a public memorial? How do you feel about public memorials?
Well, you know, I definitely think that that's a family decision to make. And I understand that they don't want to have the public memorial. I know the fans won't, especially since Michael had his big, huge public memorial, and then there was a smaller one for friends and family. But, I mean, I'm okay with that decision. What do y'all think about the decision that they don't want Bobby Brown at the funeral?
Oh, I think that's definitely crazy. He's definitely has to be a part of the proceedings, no doubt.
Yeah. I don't understand why they don't want Bobby involved. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Now, from what I understand, him and Whitney still had a relationship. Of course he loved her. They loved each other. They have a child together. They got a lot of history. It's like, to not invite him, that's just hateful.
I mean, I never even knew you got invited to funerals. I thought you just showed up. But I guess since it's
they can put somebody at the door and say, you cannot come in.
And that would be crazy.
Yeah, and it seemed like that's because I'm like you. I didn't know you got invitations to funerals, but they do not want him there, from what I understand. So that's just kind of wild to me.
That is like, I mean, when did it become cool to block people from able to mourn their loved ones, somebody he was married to for years?
Exactly. Great point. Why can't he come and mourn or celebrate her life? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. That's crazy.
So, again, Dangerous, what's the contact information for you? Just so our listeners that are just tuning in right now, they could get that information.
All right. If you want to check the book out, you can go to pantiesupskirtdown.com to check out the Dangerous Experiment. Go to dangerousexperiment.com. Oh, and if you want to become an official Danger Baby, go to dangerbabies.net. But check out dangerously.biz to be linked to everything.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, check out dangerously.biz. Dangerous Lee, thanks for being on the show with us tonight.
Yeah. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
You know, really good information there. Definitely going to check out that site and give a holler and, you know, take a look at that book of yours too.
Yeah, because that book sounds a little interesting. I might want to...
free at the website.
You say you can download for free on the website?
You can read the first chapter for free. Yeah.
Oh, read the first chapter.
Pantiesupskirtdown.com. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody check out pantiesupskirtdown.com.
Okay. No, that's dot. Oh, that's dot com. I'm sorry. The other name is dot biz.
Dot biz, yes. Dangerouslyexperiment.biz.
Yeah, the main website is dot biz. Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want to confuse that. Well, again, thank you, Dangerous Lee. We appreciate you calling in. You know, this is our week, first week starting up, you know, so this is very much going to be a show that's going to be put in our archives, and people are going to, you know, listen to it and go back to it. So we appreciate you calling in.
Very cool. All right. Well, y'all keep it dangerous and good luck with the show.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Oh man, yeah, she sounded like she had a lot of good info.
Dangerous Lee.
I'm gonna check out that dangerouslee.biz.
Doing a lot of things out there. What she said?
Marketing, near Flint. Promotion, yeah, near Flint,
near
Michigan.
Flint, Michigan. Shout out to Michigan.
Shout out to Michigan.
Yeah. I got, you know.
Shout out to Chevrolet. I'm coming to get that Camaro.
Obama SS kept them in drop business, top. I think. Yeah.
Oh man.
So
it was pretty good. But also check out yesterday, right? Valentine's Day. So at first the plan was I was gonna pick both of the girls up, but I didn't want them to get catty as far as who's sitting in the front, who got picked up first. You know what I mean? I wanted to avoid those problems. So I said, meet me at the restaurant. So when I got to the restaurant, I had the waiter sit me down. As he's walking me to the table, I see both of the girls sitting at the table talking to each other.
Oh, come on.
So I'm like, oh, what the hell? So went over there, greeted them. But I mean, all in all, everything really worked out great, man. It was interesting because they're very opposite females. They're like two completely different people.
So they already got familiar with each other before you came up, basically.
I mean, for a couple of minutes. Really like they were there for a long time. Yeah. But
you know, that first 30 seconds, that's it right there. Crucial.
And then
make or break.
One of them had a slick comment. She told the other girl that, I'm going to start calling your house to look for him. Things like that. But she was jokingly saying it. So we all laughed it off. And it was funny. That broke the ice.
That broke the ice?
Yeah, that broke the ice.
Woo! Oh, yeah. You like it hot, man. You on the edge.
Nah, but it was funny seeing them just interact and ask each other. Like they were interviewing each other.
Okay. I could see the strangeness in that.
Definitely. And it was, you could see they were trying to find out why I would like the other one. And then to top the night off, when the check came, I reached for the bill, right? And I was like, no, I got it. And one of the other girls, she reached for the bill and said, no, I'll pick this one up. I'll pick it up. So I was like, nah, I'm serious. So then she got aggressive with her tone and was like, no, I will pick it up. And then, so she was basically trying to send a message.
She demanded.
Very demanding. But, you know, I like aggressive women. What about you?
I like aggressive to an extent. I guess it just depends on the arena and the spectrum of aggressive, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Behind closed doors. She out on the street. Is she trying to snatch you up by your collar?
Yeah.
What's, you know what I mean? What's going on? We're going to have a problem. So, you know, but aggressive, ambitious. You know, I like ambitious a little more than aggressive, I think. But again, like I said, the time is right.
So, yeah, I guess it all depends on how you're feeling in that day, hour even.
Right now, I'll tell you, I'm feeling very good, man. This is the second show. We had great ratings on Monday. I was getting all type of tweets and Facebooks. Oh,
the email was flooded.
I'm like, okay, I didn't think that many people were going to listen. I didn't think.
The response has been great.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, hold on. I went on my Facebook.
I mean, people from Canada. We had a woman from Atlanta. All over the nation.
Okay.
All over the nation.
Getting a woman's fitness club on.
Okay. That's an all women's fitness club. I never heard of. For all women, that's a great idea.
Everybody, these shows are archived, so you can go when you go to the website and you know listen to the last week's show if you missed it.
BBSradio.com, station 2, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night.
Feel free to call in. We need the call ins. We want to hear your feedback. We want to get your comments. We want to know what's on your mind. How you feeling? Talk to us. You know, not going to get too many stations that are going to let you call in like this and, you know, give that feedback.
Have any questions? Any relationship advice? We have relationship experts coming on the show all next week, every day next week. Feel free to email your questions to todaysradio@gmail.com.
I want to hear from the ladies. I want the ladies to call in and, you know, ask their questions to the advice experts that we have for the relationships and, you know, put it to work. I want to hear about it.
I have a question of the day for all the entrepreneurs out there.
Okay. What's that?
What is the best way to market your business on a shoestring budget?
Okay.
Call in with your answers to that question. Email your answers. You can hit us up on Skype at BBS Radio 2.
Do we have something for the first three callers? I think we might could come up with a
with a little prize for the first three callers.
Yeah, so we can hear what's going on.
Now our next guest, we have Jack Job. Jack Job is a 66-year-old entrepreneur. He's also nominated. He has sales experience, photo and public service awards.
Wow.
Jack Job, are you on the line with us, Jack Job? How are you doing?
I am here. Can you hear me well?
Yes, we can.
You sound great.
How you doing, Jack? This is
JLW. I'm doing excellent. A fantastic day out here in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jack, why did you decide to start your business at this point?
I was watching the aftermath of the Haiti earthquake, and 15 days after it began, at a time when it was simply a body recovery effort, the rescuers found a young teenage girl named Darlene Etienne in a dark, rubble-filled, what should have been her tomb, and they pulled her to the light, and I saw a vision of a new type of survival tool that someone could carry on their hip every day of their life and increase their chances of surviving a disaster of this magnitude. So here I am at 64 when I got the idea, trying to figure out how to bring this thing to market. And so branding myself in a whole new way. I've lost 60 pounds. I now write for the web. And I get on radio shows like yours and talk about daily carry items that can make a difference in a disaster.
So this is pretty much like a Swiss Army knife, a new and improved Swiss Army knife?
A Army sniper described mine as the greatest advancement since the Swiss Army knife in personal protection. I have on my hip now, and I'm wearing the prototype, and that's all I've got at this point. I wear a full-size hammer, hatchet, pry bar, and various other tools, but they are part of a component tool set. A woman could easily carry these things in her purse, a guy on his hip, even inside of a jacket pocket. And nowhere in time have we ever had access in a survival situation to a full-size tool.
Now, is this something that is getting marketed in areas that are more prone to like high devastation weather events? Or is this just for the everyday? No, I'm walking down the street and I might, you know, get caught in an earthquake, or I'm just curious.
Exactly. On any given day on this planet, this is always dangerous, from car wrecks and chemical spills, train derailments, plane crashes. But certainly we get up to things like earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes. And the truth is, as an Emmy-nominated journalist, as I watched what happened in Japan, it was very obvious the only chance in a disaster begins with what do you have on you. So the question is, right this second, if the disaster happened this moment in time, what do you have on you? Or what's within your reach? Because you may have to scavenge. You may have to improvise.
Do you think you could bring your component onto an airplane with you?
Not at this time, because of people thinking that tools are also weapons. Well, they are. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But think about this. If you're sitting beside me on an airplane and we crash and I had the ability to reach down and get a device that could cut through your seatbelt, well, gosh, that's called a knife. Well, we can't get on an airplane with a knife, and that's just crazy, crazy thinking.
Now, is this something that's already in production, or is this coming to the line in the near future?
Well, it's not coming to the line, but it's going to be seen on television in the near future. Literally, all I have is my one prototype. I don't have a company yet, and I'm out having to market myself. So I'm using opportunities like this to not only teach your audience, but to let people know that in the not-too-distant future, I do hope to bring it to market. But it's going to be shown on National Geographic Channel around the end of March, as close as I can tell you. on a program called Doomsday Preppers. Mm. Boy, I love the name, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is your background? Do you have a background in construction or engineering or anything like that? What made you actually...
You're going to laugh.
Don't say
I'm an artist. Yeah. I'm an Emmy-nominated cinematographer from out of college, and back in college, I was a radio talk show host. I used to be Jolly Jack Randall, Roundabout Sound, so get KCCO. Let's take a pick of the back of the back of the stack and play some tracks.
Wow. Oh, man, that must have brought back some memories.
I'm a fat old hippie, but my words are zippy. On this, you can depend. If you listen real close, you'll learn the most, and this, we can be friends.
Oh, wow. I like
that. Oh, yeah, that's hot. You got it down. You got it down.
That's what's going on in Colorado, folks.
What part of Colorado are you in?
I'm in the Denver metropolitan area, which gives me access to the engineering companies like Martin Marietta, Martin Lockheed, Ball Aerospace, but also some of the great thinkers of the world. I was just with a guy that you guys probably wouldn't remember, but a historical figure from back in the 60s named Rennie Davis. And he's bringing inventions kind of like mine to the world and going to be making some dramatic changes in the future. So some exciting things coming down the line, guys.
Do you have a name for this tool?
Yeah, I've trademarked, and this is one of those little steps that as an entrepreneur I've taken, is I've trademarked the name Walkabout Prepared.
Walkabout Prepared.
Walkabout Prepared, okay.
That's right. When you get up in the morning, you head out in the world, you realize, you know, I don't want to leave the house unless I walk about prepared. Because I never know when I'm going to be in a car wreck. And the last thing I want to say to my wife if the car's burning is, you know what, I shouldn't have left that tool at home.
No. Now, what sales approach do you plan for this tool, the walk about prepared?
This is going to have to be an educational campaign because at this point people don't think about carrying a device the size that I've got, light and convenient as it is. And so I'm going to have to take an approach very much like the Australian government did when they discovered that there was a hole in the ozone layer over Australia during the summer when they were most likely to be outside at the beach. They knew that if they didn't take care of this, Australia would have the largest case of melanoma in the history of mankind. And so they talked to the people that made sunscreen, and they got them to get celebrities to endorse the product. And I'm going to have to probably use something of a similar approach, but celebrities who've survived disasters, like the famous hiker from the movie 127 Hours, Aaron Ralston. I'd love to reach him, because I thought of him every step of the way.
Well, I wanted to say while it was on the top of my tongue, the guy, the drummer that when the plane crashed and his buddy made it out.
Yeah.
You familiar with that?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, just to say that was one of those instances right there. Where, you know, you can't imagine that you actually fall out of a plane and hit the ground and still be alive and find yourself running across the highway. Or, you know, but perhaps, like you say, you could have been trapped and, you know, you need to get out of the seat or what have you. Oh, wow.
So when this comes to production, would you be looking for any celebrity endorsements?
Yeah, but like I say, celebrities not so much in the sense of Hollywood stars, but really celebrities that are people in the survival world. I currently correspond with Captain Mike Hawk and Ruth of Man, Woman, Wild, and a fellow named Stephen Ranella, who teaches young people about hunting so they understand more of the relationship. A lot of our young people don't think about going into the wild and hunting or eating native plants and vegetables. And Stephen Ranella is a guy that has a show called Meat Eater. And those guys behind my back would be the kind of a team I'd love to put together to bring this tool to the market on something like Shark Tank with a whole lineup of people where this tool would have helped them survive a disaster. May I give you one quick example?
Sure, go ahead.
During the 9/11 situation, there were two guys up on around the 84th floor that went upward because they noticed nobody was coming down from above them. And when they got up the following flight of stairs, they found out that the plane crash had twisted the building and the doors were jammed. One of the guys remembered a pry bar back down on the main floor, so he had to run back down a flight of steps across half the building, back up, and they were chopping through drywall with a pry bar. Wouldn't it have been nice if both of them could have reached down to their hip, assembled a hatchet, a hammer, of whatever tool it was they really needed, and cut through the much quicker? They saved over 70 lives, but they themselves died before they could rescue the last few people. And those are the heroes that I'm trying to honor and reach.
Okay, okay. Yeah, speaking of Shark Tank, we have Damon John on the show on Friday. He'll be on this Friday. So is this something you're currently looking for investors for?
So oh, gosh, yes. And if you could have him call me, I'll send him a picture.
Yeah, we'll definitely have him take a look
at the site. He's one of the people that would be on my dream team if I could get him.
Okay, okay. Sounds good, sounds good. So how can people get in contact with you? What's your contact info?
Easiest way is just use my name. I'm Jack, J-A-C-K, Job, J-O-B-E, so nice, sweet, and simple. And you can email me at jack@jackjob.com.
Now, where can we see a picture of this, or is there a website, a web page to look at the prototype?
At this point, I don't have a, at this point, I don't have a website up for the tool itself because it's still in the prototype stage. But toward the end of March, we'll be on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper. We're one of the last two episodes, my wife and I. We're a mixed couple, so that'll give you a clue when we come on.
Okay.
And I will show it, and I will use some of my voiceover talent.
Okay, Jack, we have about 1 minute left. Just give your parting shots and your parting contact information one more time.
Sure, would be delighted to. I want you to think about when you walk out the door every morning how dangerous life is, and if you will just take simple little steps, a whistle around your neck, if you're buried in rubble, you can. If you can breathe, you can whistle. Little things like that, and I'd be glad to send people information if they want to contact me. And again, it's jack@jackjob.com. And I also have a video on YouTube under the Jack Job channel called Letters to My Children, Secrets from Haiti and Japan. There's no commercials. It's just straight education about what you should think about to carry with you before you walk out the door every day.
Jack, thanks a lot. We appreciate you coming on the show.
We're definitely going to look into that for ourselves. I know I am.
Definitely, that's something we all could use. Out
for you to when you hit the actual.
Well, you can invite me back around December 21st if you want. I'll come back around December 21st, and
we can discuss the possibility that aliens will be announcing themselves.
Wow, that's the Mayan calendar, right?
The Mayan calendar. That's funny.
All right.
Yeah, I guess we'll need those tools for that.
Right. We'll put you on the
we could, gentlemen.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for calling.
A pleasure, and it's an honor to be with you. Good night.
Good night. Well, that's whole theory of entrepreneurial spirit right there.
Definitely. We had Jack Job. That's 66 years old. Still pushing.
You know, making a survival kit. That's very important. I'm going to have to say that, you know, I know a lot of people that, you know, keep extra food in the basement, extra water.
Oh, definitely.
Know, for just any type of event. But like you said, you know, depending on what type of part of the country you live in, you know, look at how these tornadoes just come swooping through.
Yep.
You unannounced.
Never know. Unannounced.
Just there. You know, you might really find yourself buried under your house.
A bad hurricane. How does that power happen? Lines coming down, trees knocking everything over.
You know, I mean,
yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna have to say, you know,
we got to see some pictures of this prototype, see how it functions.
I'll definitely keep an eye on that. We'll definitely be calling Jack up to invite him back around the end of the year
so he can talk about these aliens. Oh, that's hysterical. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll play a few songs. We got some new music, and we'll be back to you after the break.
Don't go anywhere. Listen to this. You know, hook up the phone to the auxiliary cords inside the car and, you know, get this thing going. Stay in there with us.
Today's Entrepreneurs.
I ain't with all the arguing. I ain't with all the fighting. I'm doing us. Yeah. If you claim you're down to ride, yes. Don't complain. Stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe. Break through the night. If you claim me, you're down to ride. Don't complain. Stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe. Break through the night. She always talking this and that to me. Everything she scream about sound whack to me. Always wanna make a scene, she after me. Let's see if she find a better man after me. I'm like, why you so stressful? She like, rich, why you so disrespectful? What would you do if I leave, neglect you? I'm like, you wasn't this annoying when I met you. I drowned you with diamonds. I'll fall dead cause I'm working, I'm grinding. So don't stress me about one timing. Cause you don't mind it when your ass is outshining. Stop being childish, okay, you wildin'. You wanna leave a divorce, you can file it. And when you call, my number don't dial it. You can hit the road, just go collect mileage. If you claim me, you're down to ride, yes. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. Never get a smile. All you do is growl, catch fits like a child. Yelling, we ain't hang out in the wild. All this bickering is taking me off my cloud. You just wanna be under me. Cherish the moments we laid up under sheets. Understand I gotta work if you wanna eat. You disagree, then here I don't wanna be. I'm thinking how the hell I meet her. OJ the chick, but I know the kids need her. You know the saying is cheap, but it keep us. It's also less stressful to just leave her. So I'ma leave her, cause I don't need her. To see ya, and I wouldn't wanna be ya. Let's celebrate champagne, roll the weed up. The Lord freed us, I gotta thank Jesus. If you claim and you're down to ride, yes. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe, break through the night. If you claim and you're down to ride, don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe, break through the night. You always wanna nag, always wanna argue when I got a dash. My money yours, you don't even gotta ask. No complaints when your ass want the bag. No, you want the Gucci, you want the Fendi, you want the Louis, you want plenty. To let you know ain't none of that shit cheap. Grind a reason, account never empty. You stop giving me the run around. Show me some loving now, leave all that cussing now. Cause I'm the man that showed you a love about. Don't argue with me, take a better route. Claim that you're down to ride. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this bickering is blown when a nigga high. I just wanna vibe with you through the night. If you claim that you're down to ride, yes. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this bickering is blown when a nigga high. I just wanna vibe straight through the night. If you claim that you're down to ride, don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this bickering is blown when a nigga high.
feels like she's wasting life, wasting time. She's tired of the same old, same old. She say nothing ever happens out the blue. Nothing spontaneous. I told her explore. Don't blame him, blame you. That's what I told her. Hey, look, love is love and hate is hate. Moments of love, heartbreaks and 808s. Take your way up to your favorite place. Loose your mind, explore the world and take your pain away. Excuse the extra, it comes with the rep. Climbing the ladder of success, watch for them extra steps. Fuck the world, it's just me and you. Her body ill, minus the tea and soup. Beamer, push button, no key for cool. I drop the top on it, like I don't need the roof. What you hear ain't always what it seems. What they consider nightmares, we consider dreams. So reconsider, we can lead the day. Take a look at what I'm rocking, we don't need a plane. There you have it, you know what it is. This is life and this is how I live.
Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me. Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me. Where you going, baby, going? For real, man, I get it, ask to no one, baby, no one. She's saying that it's your one, baby, your one. And I ain't telling no one, baby, no one. Come get me.
I just wanna take her to a better place. In the nightmares, Freddie Jason. Didn't expect to get this level of our elevation. Levitation, every day's a celebration. Pick a place we could get away like a fire escape. Buy a place somewhere by the lake with a fireplace. A crystal lake, but ain't going to Michael Myers place. A higher space if you have patience where desire waits. How does it feel, baby? Here, baby, here. Don't shed a tear because this is our year, baby, yeah. We almost there, baby, there. As clear as a newborn, baby, rare, baby, yeah. Why can't this last forever? I feel like I could be in this ass forever. I can't be in this class forever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me.
Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me. Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me. Where you going, baby, going? For real, but I get it, ask to no one, baby, no one. She's saying that it's your one, baby, your one. And I ain't telling no one, baby, no one. Come get me.
I just wanna be there when the commas land. I need a common girl, I got a common plan. If you decide to ride, we could walk palm in hand. Off a private jet, welcome to my promised land. See, I'm an honest man, you can get your question on. Who I'm with, what happened to all the ones I left alone. Mama told me to beware the feet I'm stepping on. I was using them to get to you, stepping stones. Weapons drawn, searching for a sunny day. Come and stay, we could just escape like a runaway. What I was gonna say, okay, I think I got it. Me fall asleep, I doubt it, I try not to think about it. There I go again, thinking about it. I've been hurt before, there ain't no secret about it. But loving you makes me wanna fly away. If I should die today, just remember what I was trying to say.
Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me. Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me. Where you going, baby, going? For real, but I get it, ask to no one, baby, no one. She's saying that it's your one, baby, your one. And I ain't telling no one, baby, no one. Come get me.
Right. out, drop that.com.
Welcome back, today's entrepreneurs.
I'm your host, J.R. Williams.
Michael Calloway.
What's going on, folks? Thanks for tuning in again.
Hope you're enjoying the show tonight.
It's been, we had some interesting callers, guests,
I can't get over that one guy. He said, you should have me back on December 21st so we can talk about the aliens.
He started to speak in a
in an alien language.
Language and tone. Jack Joe,
but everybody Joe. check out his invention, the walkabout.
Interesting. Just to say the least. Interesting.
Oh man, that was definitely funny.
But he had a great idea though, so we'll give him that. That's what this is about. Entrepreneurial spirit.
Yep, and
How are we looking over there, man? You got some info for the people, man?
Some great info. I got the top 10 strategies of a great interview.
What's that?
So when you're looking for a job, when you're going out, going to different interviews, here's the top 10 strategies to make sure your interview is the best.
The best? You want to stick out amongst everybody? It's tough right now.
So you definitely want to pay attention.
You got to get that under control. You know, first impression is everything. You know.
Number one, we have research the company.
Get your research in.
Got to do your homework.
Go to a technology company, you know, talking about clothing or vice versa. Understand where you want to go, what you're trying to do.
And make sure you know the details of the position that you are applying for. And that should work itself out. So number one is research the company. Number two, prepare your elevator speech.
That's basically like just
to enlighten the interviewer about your chief accomplishments. Let them know who you are. Let them know your responsibilities, what you did, what you were charged with doing.
Okay.
All that type of good stuff.
All right.
Number three for the top 10 strategies of a great interview, prepare your talking points. Craft a list of about four great talking points, great strengths, four things you're working on for professional growth, and make sure you have examples of each.
Okay, that's strong right there.
Definitely, that's a good one. Number four, identify innovations. That's pretty much talk about the process of improvements that you made in your most recent employment. So any ideas that you, any type of promotions, any type of awards that you've won.
Name all the accolades.
All
the degrees, the extra courses, certificates you may have obtained, all that, huh?
Everything you brought to the table as far as any improvements that you made to the job.
Everything counts, folks. Everything counts. I mean, you know, you're out there competing against a very strong,
aggressive marketplace.
It's aggressive.
It's a wolf season out here right now.
You are hungry. You got to feed the kids.
All type of expenses coming out.
You got to be on your A game.
I'm
talking about cover letters. You got to send that resume. If you get that interview, you got to
send a thank you note.
Thank you note. Like the letter. Keep it 100. Stay in their mind.
Number five on the top 10 strategies of a great interview, you have dress for success.
Oh, that's important.
That's definitely important. You know that first impression is everything. You never get a second chance on the first impression, so make it count.
Gotta have the business attire ready to go. You know, have the suit.
Make sure it fits.
Steamed.
Make sure it's not your uncle's suit that's three sizes too big or two sizes too small.
Come on, man. Just, you know, keep at least two of those white shirts, man. Crispy starch. Just keep them in the plastic. Keep them to the back of the closet and just be ready.
A couple
you know,
ties. Learn how to tie a tie knot.
Oh,
no clip-on ties are acceptable. No clip-on ties are acceptable for job interviews.
You know, I'm going to tell you like this. Listen, if it's the interview and you need to make it happen, that's all you have, then, you know.
You might get away with it.
A couple days on the job, and people start realizing, like,
You got a clip on, that's not going to work.
That tells a lot about a character right there, I think, if you can't tie your own tie.
Definitely.
But
That's a big thing.
Appearance is everything. Again, first impressions. They say the 30, the 60 seconds. I think that's true. Business, relationships, you know, pretty much. Think about it, ladies.
Number six, we have to arrive early. Try to arrive about 15 minutes early. Before your appointment, they can see that you're motivated for the position. They can tell that you're ambitious, that you're outgoing, that you're really hungry and you're looking for it.
Right. Punctual.
Number seven is engage in a dialogue. Make it a conversation more than an interview.
Oh yeah, ask a question.
Ask a question. Ask a lot of questions on how to get ahead. About the department, the management, operations.
Just what is the career opportunities, advancement there at that company? You know, is there room for growth? Really, I think that's what you want to be really stressed rather. Now, unless you just need a job at the moment, and, you know, you're trying to get in where you fit in. And I understand that too, but I mean, you know, I guess the biggest obstacle is get your foot in the door. That's what I always hear. Get your foot in the door.
Definitely, definitely. Number eight, we have tell the truth. Do not lie in your interview. They will do all type of checks on the information you're submitting. So if you're lying, you're basically wasting your time.
And what does that say about one's character? It's just terrible.
It's just terrible. I mean
who's going to hire somebody that
lies to them in the interview?
Right from the start.
From the start, we have a relationship full of lies about to start with this.
You cannot get employment with this company. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Number nine for the top 10 interview strategies, we have don't talk salary or benefits.
What do you think that you should talk that though? I mean, second interview perhaps, wait to the HR consultation, or what do you think?
I mean, the first interview... It's going to come up. It's not like it can't come up. You should allow them to bring it up, though. I wouldn't bring it up if I were you.
Oh, okay.
I would let the interviewer bring it up. And then don't be shy to ask for what you think you deserve.
I mean, there's instances, though, when you don't know. You don't know if they're going to bring it up. But, I mean, just to say this, you know that there's probably going to be another interview and they haven't brought it up. What do you think in that instance? Do you think you should just hold off, or do you think that you're going to think, oh, I don't even know if I want to go to the second interview because they ain't talking what I want to hear yet?
You should definitely still go to the second interview. Okay. I mean, you never know what they're going to say, but...
Okay. The testing, perhaps, maybe?
Sort of, but I mean...
Rope to hang yourself. Possible, though.
It's definitely possible.
See where your head's at.
Yeah, they could do something like that, but I mean, they would have to tell you what your pay rate would be or salary requirements before you even got there, you would think.
Nah.
Because, I mean, most people don't apply for jobs if they don't know the pay rate.
Well, there's a scale sometimes.
There's definitely a fluctuating scale.
Experience.
Depending on what company you work for.
You know what I mean? How long you've been with that company, seniority levels. So, you know, just to say.
And number 10 on the top 10 interview strategies is 50%. Of the responsibility for the right job matches yours. So that means that you are interviewing the employer just as much as they are interviewing you.
So you need to know how long has that interviewer themselves, whether that's that manager or the HR manager or what have you, how long have they been with the company? How do they feel about it? How do they feel about the growth potential? You know, how is the healthcare, the dental?
What's the company culture like?
makes a lot of difference. You don't want to find this stuff out once you walk in the door and you make it through your first 30 or 60 days probation.
Yep.
And you know, now, I mean, because you know it's bad on the resumes. Quit a job within six months.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? A year. That's not good right there.
Your work history is just as important as your credit history.
Credit right now. Well, wait, that's going to be one of our things, man.
That's going to be a topic,
No, we're just going to get an expert, credit expert.
A credit expert.
See how, you know, I got a friend of mine, and she tells me how she has somebody that fixes her.
Her credit up. Okay,
like,
yeah.
What's up with that? Yeah, I want a piece. You know what I mean? I got a couple things. I was like, but nah, my joint is so jacked.
What are the tricks of the trade for the credit score dilemma facing the country right now? While we wait for our next guest, which will be Rhett Power from the Flip Outs company, we'll get into a few more songs. We'll be right back after the break. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it.
TE Radio.
Sweeter Us. Facebook. We're up there.
Call in. The call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. Again, the call-in number is 888-429-5471.
547.
See, I got a stunt. When I'm in the town, you can see I'm what she want. Tryna take you out, treat you up to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see it for your jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, but we in the back. Reefer in the blunt, call it getting smacked. He don't need a stunt, tell your boyfriend to relax. I can see it from the front, but shorty, where it's at? You talking to a Mac, flawless on the track. Anywhere I go, I'm putting Harlem on the map. Call me on the jack, lose my number if you whack. Coke bottle frame, I don't want it if it's flat. Mommy, I'm a owner, I could be a soldier. Bring it here to me, I don't bite, I ain't a cobra. About to spaz on it, time to bend it over. Sit my class on it, I don't need a coaster. Hey, I'm a flirt, put that body in reverse. Yeah, you got the day off, but it's time to go to work. Popping out your skirt while I'm cheaping me a blunt. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See, I got a stunt. When I'm in the town, you can see I'm what she want. Tryna take you out, treat you up to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see if it can jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, but you gotta turn around. Diva of the month, flies in the town. Me, I got a stunt, I'm flyer than these clowns. And the weed I smoke so loud, they yeah, right, it turn it down. But my burn it down, I'ma fly is all about. Come and put them brand new red bottoms on the couch. Fly without a doubt, I don't mind what you about. Would you drink Patron? Shot for shot is on the house. Hey, get twisted, get nice. Baby girl, sip this till you get right. Don't think twice, this your big night. You know that you loving, now it's time to live life. Get light, hey, body like damn. Mommy got jam, make me wanna drop pants. Part in my hand, but I see just what I want. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. From the jump, see I got a stunt. When I'm in the town, you can see I'm what she want. Tryna take you out, treat you out to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see if it can jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front.
Cause I'd rather sit up with Sean and lay stiff in the pond. Box niggas out daily. South Central crazy like an angry Israeli in a bulletproof Mercedes.
Lyrically, I'm Tracy McGrady. In a 7 series, beamer blowing cushion AC. These fake niggas trying to play or hate me. Suicide, they gon' die when I give them phase 3 streets talking. All about that nigga all sauce and get love from Eastside Watts to Westside Compton. Niggas know me in the shop. 240s when I rob in a store right before my face. Showed up in the vibe, not to mention all my different visits to the A. Been played. Now my mission's get this shit a different way. This day symbolize the next level of the game. Bullets with no name to keep. Diamonds on my chain, hustle. Chilling on the scene. Break the beat up, wake the street up with my potent flow. To all my critics from before, now you know for sure. These niggas wanna switch ships cause they both broke. I'm like, no, suck a duck inside, stay afloat. These so-so ass rappers getting no dough. In the presence of this hip-hop jock, who's though? Nip hustle, I'm the freshest nigga you know. Got the Palazzo pool looking like a loop show. Slawson Boyer, even numero uno. Bitches on my dick like flies on a football. I just take my pick and then we slide in a tuto. Mix a little goose with some nouveau, you know. Then I pull up to your set like it's neutral. Hopping out the Jag dressed like the planet Pluto. Yo, assumptions got you looking like a culo. Saw money in, I need mucho. To keep the
diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top. Chillin' on the scene.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top. Chillin'
on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck,
come on.
Eric Sermon.
Don't keep it going.
Yeah.
This is our one girl army.
Yes.
Let's smooth it out. Plug this up in your car.
Yeah.
In your headphones. Just run. I'm a leader, sip your martini. See through their faces, cause they not me. And God will you my shoulders, cause I outfit be. I hold it NYC like B.I.G. Sloppy, confident, cocky. Switch from the top of the key. Your wine try to stop me. No carbon copy. So nice, flow to my heartbeat. Get as deep as a shark's teeth. Glow bright, I can't light up a dark street. No rapper. Beyond an artist, being real flows through my arteries. Make it hot, then I have to breathe. One purpose here, forget a lot of cheese. Focus, ain't nobody harming nobody. On the mic, I'm like strong on rock done.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Got haters everywhere I go now. Jealous, no class, no staff. 1 minute, look at my profile. Milk the game until there's no cows. Let my unbutton my blouse. Lego shoes now, into my house. Hip hop, never take the rhyme out. Born and hard, call a timeout. I better listen like my up to nine now. Cocaine, just spit lines out. Could never take my shine now. Look, Victor Guan, tech line out. My prime can't stop my grind now. Moving forward, yes, my time now. No stunting, it's what I'm about. I just drop the shoes, then I'm out.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Hey, yo, fly from the boogie down Bronx to Dub. I'm putting P in the game now. It's time for a sub.
That's why.
The question is, can she compete? With two of them, they came to speak. Their approach is weak. Me, how you hot because of what you did in the street? Impress me on the beat. We ain't gonna repeat.
You heard what I said, man. I keep my style underground like a dead man. And you can lay with him or not, how you want it. Get cut or get shot, cause that's what happens when you're playing the toughie. Questions get danced around like Puffy. And like him, we ain't gonna stop, never. On the mic with murder, Mason, better. Anybody stepping to us, Joe Paris got respect from Jamaica since I shot the sheriff.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Yes, we are back. Today's Entrepreneur Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm J.R. Williams. What's going on, folks?
Today's show is sponsored by MailCallOnline.com, the internet's number one greeting card company. You can check them out at www.MailCallOnline.com.
Also sponsored by Virgo Management. This is your Duwall Home Improvement Company. This company right here is covering the whole state of Connecticut, actually. And the phone number is 203-927-8001. And this is for all home improvement. That would be framing, sheetrock, painting, you name it. They're doing it. What's going on, Mike? I mean, how you feeling, man? This is the second show right here.
Yeah, man. It's going great. It's going great. I'm having a... Boy, I can't get over the aliens, though. This guy called up here and said that.
I mean...
Because I was wondering where he was going with it, because yeah, he said to happen back in December. And I'm thinking, damn, that's a year
that's
away.
Oh, yeah. What do you think now that this whole product is perhaps something that he's going to, like, live off of the Mayan calendar incident off of?
Definitely.
He's going to tune all advertising into that.
He's going to try to attach it in some way.
Okay.
I mean, because that's the only disaster. I mean, he tried to basically bring up some type of disaster would come.
Well, but he's talking about, I mean, that's why I asked him, was that for areas in particular? I mean, you got, you know, Sri Lanka for the mm-hmm. tidal wave.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You got Japan for the earthquake. You got, you know, numerous spots for the other.
California has some earthquakes.
I mean, so I do see where he's going with that. That's it's interesting. It's something that, you know, that I'm definitely curious as to what is the size of it. Is it something that I'm going to remember to strap on?
I know. Where would I put it? On my leg, on my hip?
You know what I mean? Like, that's the question. But I'm interested because, you know, maybe not everything would work into, like, for your expectation. But perhaps, you know, something could come out of, you know, something, man. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
definitely.
One thing's
not
great, but the other thing works for it. For the moment, you know what I mean?
When you're in that position, that diehard devastation, yeah, you never really know what is going on.
You improvise.
Definitely.
You improvise.
I mean,
you're like, I don't have a Phillips, but I got a flathead, and I'm going to make it work.
The survival instincts are kicking in at that point.
That's life or death.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Definitely.
To come out of that.
Listen here, we did have one caller, and that was supposed to call in, unfortunately, folks, and she wasn't able to actually make it in. That's the excellent author, Terry Woods. I think, you know, she had a little issues with either calling in or what have you, but we're definitely going to try to make that up for you, because that was a big highlight of the show, and I'm sure for everybody that looking into the website and seeing that listed in the tag, they got excited as we were, because I definitely, you know, read a couple of her books.
True to the Game is a classic.
True to the Game, that's it. And I believe there's three parts to that, if I'm not mistaken.
There's definitely a second version. True to the Game 2.
you know, you
classic
never
urban thought. Urban novels, classic
she
urban novels.
Game. I forget her name, and I'm not going to mess up the book, but I did, you know, I read it, and I remember how she left the main character, was the girlfriend.
Oh, yep.
She got low, she came back. You know, that's the big, for all those real Terry Woods
fans,
enthusiasts and fans, rather, you know what I'm talking about. Listen, right now I got, you know, again, this is today's entrepreneurial show. All right. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams.
This is Michael Calloway.
All right. We're here to give you information, folks. You know, this is what it's all about. Entrepreneurial mission, task at hand, help our folks, you know, get on and take an extra step to what they may be trying to do, and the inspirations in life.
Help you generate your own income.
You know, because it's possible. And because of the way the economy is right now, you have to be a little more creative right now. You have to pull a little more of that entrepreneurial spirit out of you.
Go outside the box.
You got to go outside the box, man, and just, you know, do some things that you might not have said 5 years ago. This is
that
me.
That you thought you'd do, this. Yep.
I could, you know, I mean, you got to be adaptive. You know what I mean? You got to be able to agile and just...
And you got to believe. Situation. You got to believe it's possible, man. There is a different life than what you're leading right now. And whatever you're doing, whatever your daily routine is, change it.
Folks,
that's the only way your life can change.
We're still in America right now, all right? So, and you know what I mean? There still is freedom per creativity and
freedom
thought,
for religion.
You know what I mean?
Freedom of ideas.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main thing.
Freedom to exchange.
So you can do what you want to do, and you don't have to feel held down. You know what I mean? So... Listen, we have a top 10 interviewing mistakes. All right. We just want to give a little quick brief overlay of this. All right. Because, you know, this is what happens. I have some friends. People have all of a sudden lost a job out of the blue. I'm sure there's other people that, you know what I mean? They know what I'm talking about. Out of the blue, come to work, you got a pink slip. Time's hard. You know, but hold on. You've been working for 10 years. When's the last time you did a resume? You might not even have done a resume. You might have been working here since high school.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You might not have never had a resume.
I mean, your resume was just, you know what I mean?
It's outdated. It's not updated.
I graduated from here. I did a summer job there. You know what I mean? So this right here is the top 10 interviewing mistakes for people that are out right now. And they are, you know, trying to get a job at the moment. This is the first one. Lack of preparation. All right. So simple and plain, you know, be prepared in the interview. All right. I mean, just do a little research on the company. Familiarize yourself with the job description, the skill requirements and the other expectations before you begin. Look over the application or resume of a candidate in order to outline questions that are most applicable. Number two, just being too strict on time constraints. Don't go into an interview under a tight schedule. Give yourself time to breathe. Come in early. That's the biggest thing. Make sure you come in early. You know, give a nice
cushion of leeway of time.
Of time, you know, say
so
hello
rushing.
To the secretary. That's what I really wanted to say. You know, because that's the first line of defense right there.
First line.
She's there every day with
every
them.
Day.
You know, make sure you come in and have a pleasant attitude and, you know, just make sure that you say hello to the secretary.
Definitely.
You know, because again, like I said, guys, you know, listen, I'm out there with you. I haven't interviewed in at least a decade.
At least.
So, you know what I mean? But I do have an idea what's going on. And, you know, my wife, she's done some interviewing through the years, you know, and she holds a master's degree right now. So as she's tried to, you know, find her way, she's done some interviewing. And I sit there, you know, and she cracks me up with some of the episodes that she goes through with people. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's one of those things too. You know, not the interviewer themselves. Sometimes they're, you know, just not the best interviewer.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you
have to make something of that interview and still get your point across to them. And you know what I mean? Because
definitely.
Maybe they just don't. They're having a bad day. They just don't know how to interview.
Yep. I mean, you got to leave your mark some way. You got to leave a lasting impression.
Number three, creating an overly formal atmosphere. If you have interviewed for a job, you know it can be a stressful situation. So, this is what this means, basically. Creating an overly formal atmosphere. If you are interviewing with somebody who is uncomfortable, you will have a difficult time assessing their personality and ability to fit the job. So just kind of relax with them, try to relate to the person that you're interviewing with, and you know that'll make everything go through a little, you know, easier. Listen, right now
we have Rhett Power on the line. Rhett,
yes, how are you tonight?
How are you doing, Rhett?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. We're glad that you called in.
Now, Rhett, you're from a company called Flipouts. Tell us what exactly is Flipouts?
Well, Flipouts is a really innovative and brand new concept. And what it is, the fun thing about it is that kids invented it. And we're in New York here this week celebrating Toy Fair. And the kids introduced their product to the world tonight, this week. And what Flipouts is three things. Number one, it's a wearable. It's wearable. So you have bracelets, you have things that you can wear on your clothes, and it's tradable. And you can trade it with your friends. And then it's trackable. And what I mean by trackable, we have a website, and the kids can go on the website. It's a safe website. Parents actually have to approve a kid getting on the site. It's also COPPA compliant, which in the toy business is the gold standard in terms of kid safety. But kids go on, they create a profile, they create an avatar, and they can trade their charms with their friends, and they can track where those charms go. They can track them all over the world as people trade them. And then they can also communicate. It's a social network for kids, too. So as you track it, and I give one to you, and you give one to a friend, then we're all connected.
And how exactly are these being tracked? I'm sorry. How are these being tracked, actually?
Well, we have a unique website, and then we have actually the patent pending on this. But surprisingly, no one had ever patented a trading component. So it's sort of like a database system, and the coins and the tradable aspects of these things are tracked through the website. And so the website actually tracks it. So when you trade something and you go on your social media site and you give it to your friend and they actually register the thing that you tracked, then you get then you're connected. And so that's how it tracks it. It keeps track of everything that's traded by a unique code on each one of the items that you trade.
Now, can you tell all our listeners out there the name of the website?
It's flipouts.com. And you
flipouts
can buy
with
them
an S?
The tradable.
Is that with an
Z,
S?
Yeah,
or?
It's with a Z. It's flipouts.com, and it's flipouts, FLIPOUTZ, .com.
Okay. Now, you said that some kids created this. What do you mean by kids? What do you exactly mean?
Well, it's a great story. Three kids out of North Carolina. They were on a road trip one day with their parents, and one of them was 8, one of them was 10, and one of them was 12. And the mom said, "You know what? You guys need to be quiet in the back seat. I guess it was chaos." And she said, "I tell you what, in the next hour, I want you guys to come up with the next best toy." And you know what? That's what happened. The kids ended up on Shark Tank. Damon Johns invested in the company. And next thing we know, we've got it at Toy Fair and going into places like Toys R Us and stores all around the country. And we help the family out. We work with Damon on a lot of different projects, and Damon said, "Hey, I got a project for you." So we help the family take the product to market. We help them produce it and help them get it out into the toy business. And so that's our back. That's my background. And so thanks to Damon, we got that product out, and he invested in the company, and there we go.
So what exactly is your position with Flipouts, and how did you get involved with this?
Well, we really got involved through Damon, and Damon and I work with some of the same people in the toy business, and they gave us a phone call when they found this family on Shark Tank on ABC, and he said, "You know what? We got a project for you guys. That's perfect." The family, you know, obviously didn't have any experience in business and didn't have any experience in the toy business, and so that's where I came in to take the project on and help the family, you know, get the product produced and get the website and everything done, and you know, there we go. So Damon saw what it was and what the potential was, and got us involved, and so we can make a go of it.
So when was Flipouts established?
About 6 months, so it's not been long. The episode aired in April of 2011, and then we've been working to get it to market. So we really launched the product in August in the toy business, and so it's not been out very long.
I'm curious, being that you are somebody that has actually obtained some type of contractual agreement being on Shark Tank. How did that match your expectations on actually going on the show and then actually being given an offer by the Sharks?
Well, you know, it's really been a huge benefit. I mean, the national exposure, you know, of the program obviously helped the company. But, you know, it's one of the things that's interesting, and I'm sure you've talked about it before on your show, is, you know, once you get a national exposure like that, you've got to be ready to deliver a product. And so, you know, the big challenge for us was all the publicity that the show helped us to get. You know, you can really ruin a customer experience if you can't deliver. And so, you know, we got ahead of it before the show aired, and we were able to get product made and get samples made and get ready. We got the first night, it was really crazy. The first night after the show aired, I think we had 1,600 orders that Friday night.
Wow. See, that's amazing. Imagine what it would have cost you for just that type of advertisement during the show.
Publicity,
like you said. That's amazing.
It was wonderful. But, you know, we were sitting at the computer that night in the office, and it was just sort of out of a TV show or a movie or something. You know, you just saw the numbers keep going up and up, mm-hmm. and up and up, and the confirmations for email, you know, internet orders just kept going up. So it was really, really amazing to watch.
That's what happens when you deal with a small fraction of a million, 2-3 million, you know, 10 million people. You know what I mean? Just people don't understand that, you know, what it costs, you know, for promotion, but the benefits of it. Look at that. In one day, like you said, you got all these calls and you know, email requests and orders. That's great.
Right. You can't ask for exposure like that, you know, and then you know, this happened. The funny thing about that is it's aired since then. It's aired probably 3 or 4 times, and it happens again, you know?
On a Shark Tank?
Oh, Shark Tank, right.
Oh, they had a few more. I got you. Wow. Oh,
and
you got the same. Everybody that missed it the first time?
That's right. And then it aired in Canada, and happened in Canada, and then it happened... You know, we're getting requests from Mexico and Europe, wow. And it's crazy.
So, how do you plan on taking Flipouts to the next level?
Well, we plan on extending the product through other means of trading. We've got it in concept right now. A couple other products that are very similar. Some things that you can wear on your clothes. Some things that you can wear on hats and pants. And so that's one way. And these are some product extensions of the original product. The other thing is actually when the IP or the property rights are finished, the intellectual property is finished, like the patent stuff is finished, we plan to use the trading platform. One of the things that we would like to do is we think it could revolutionize things like baseball cards. Think about it. If you could take a code and you could put it on a baseball card and you could follow that code, where that baseball card or that trading card, wherever it goes around the world. And so we think that could really add a new dimension to trading cards. Like I was I collected baseball cards when I was a kid, and you know, you never know where they ended up. And it's kind of, you know, it'd be kind of curious to know. So we think we've got a real unique platform. Most importantly, really the platform, that's going to be very unique and has a lot of application.
Yeah, I actually caught the episode of Shark Tank when you guys were on there. And I thought that the track and trade process was very unique and is will be very lucrative in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I know probably you when you were a kid and when I was a kid, I mean, we traded stuff, you know, and I think,
yep.
You know, kids are a lot more advanced than, you know, when we were kids. And so they've, you know, they've got their iPads and they're online. And, you know, I've got a 7-year-old and he's online all the time now. And so, you know, what a cool dimension that you can add to a product by using that platform to track and trade something.
It's definitely unique. I still have some garbage pail kids up in the attic. So I'm trying to you remember those?
Oh yeah, man, I did.
Yeah. I got some first editions, some second editions. I gotta see which ones are still in mint condition.
Throw those things up on eBay. Things up on eBay, man, you'll make some cash.
Yeah, you're right.
Definitely. Well, Rhett, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We thank you for coming on the show. We've got about a minute left. Just give us your last parting shots and all your contact information so our listeners can contact you with any questions or comments about flip outs.
Wonderful. Hey, all I would say to everybody is check out flipouts.com. It's FLIPOUTZ.com. And, our email address is info@flipouts.com. Ask us questions and ask us anything you want. But check out the site. It's awesome. And we love the show, and we love being on, and I appreciate the time, man.
Thanks a lot, Rhett. We appreciate you for coming on, and have a good night.
Yeah, take care, man. Good night.
Thanks
good
a lot,
night,
Rhett.
Good night. Take care. Hey, that right there was
that was Rhett Power from Flipouts.
Flipouts.
That track and trade process, they're getting rich with that. There's no way that doesn't, if they can get that patent, that's going through the roof. I mean, they'll get offers just for the patent. People will want to buy that patent for millions and millions of dollars.
This is an excellent show tonight.
I mean,
we had some really good, you know,
really ideas. Good ideas. I mean, this Flipouts was great. Jack Job, even though his whole alien thing was a little out there, his survival knew
the gimmick right there.
Part had
just
to
for,
be
just for 2012.
Shock value. He has some shock value. His new generation Swiss Army knife, the Walkabout Prepared, that was pretty good. Dangerous Lee had a great book.
You need to go ahead and support her. You know, this is a new author right here, and this is how they get off the ground. And let's, you know, let's see what she has to say.
You can check her out at dangerouslybiz.
.biz. She also say you can read the first chapter
of her book for free.
So, you know, get a feel for her writing style and see if it's something that you know will grasp your attention.
And you spell Dangerous Lee, DangerousLee. So remember, it's the LEE.biz, DangerousLee.biz. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, get into some music. Hope you enjoy the music. And
guys,
we'll be back.
Well, listen, really quick, we need some music sent in to us from all independent artists, you know, that want to get some get the music played, please.
Of all genres of music.
All genres. Send us some music.
Email todaysradio@gmail.com.
That's right.
We'll get into some music and we'll be right back.
just have to be a crush where I can have what I want. In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be cleaning.
I got a crush on him, never let him know. Wanna be his number one, he got several though. Treat him like a king, put him on a pedestal. Can't even explain the way I feel through my metaphors. In the morning, yeah, I get dressed for him. Do my hair, my nails, put on that dress for him. Love spell, my whole body get fresh for him. Just to walk past, roll my eyes and twist my neck on him. Damn, wish I could let him know. Can't let him go, we need to be together though. We go perfect, Adidas suits and shell toes. La la to his mellow, too shy to say hello. Patiently waiting for Cupid to shoot the arrow. I want the best, I never settle. He my star, even if he never blow. Reluctant to tell him, so guess he'll never know.
Why does this have to be a crush? Where I can have what I want. In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be feeling. Why does this have to be a crush? Where I can have what I want. I've been looking at you all day. Won't you just come my way?
His shape up so perfect. Waves on swim on the surf with the surface. Gucci shades, cardigan, Gucci loafers. Go to hell and back, but shorty so worth it. See him on a block poster with his homies. Drive past, hoping that he notice. He on my mind, wanna be his main focus. I'm in love and he don't even know it. I'm going crazy, I need to get my mind back. Do anything for him, he like my Klondike. I'm weak, I can't sleep, I'm insomniac. I play the love songs, then I wind it back. Give him the world, we can live lavish. Want him to be my baby minus the carriage. Carriage, diamonds, marital status. Damn, shorty got me thinking marriage.
Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be cleaning. Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? I've been looking at you all day. Won't you just come my way?
Don't have to keep my bitches cooking. They got no clothes on. That's what my hoes on. They could be white inside your silly ass and told on. I teach you game, I teach you game. And my institution. Don't ask about me, ask the hood about my distribution.
You got me tripping with them blickers, nigga. Do something.
You say I'm slipping in my slippers.
Mooga on a brain, Mooga is the mindset. Rap about that Mooga, cause that Mooga is the concept. Am I doing good? Am I doing fine? Yeah. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron check. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron check. Mooga on a brain, brain. Mooga is the mindset. Rap about that Mooga, cause that Mooga is the concept. New school flow, old school swagger. New school whip with them old school daggers. Yola be the best, feeling like Mitch when he pulled up in that side with them gold BBS's. I ain't rich, but I'm comfortable. I got snow in the winter and the summer too. Ooh, I eat that track like that summer do. Your girl think I'm the shit, I'm boyfriend number two. Get it, she under me when she ain't under you. And I'm on top of her, I hit it like I'm socking her. I bang it like a drummer do, Trev Barker or the mummers do. I fuck her in her face, I tell her face to let me come in you. I climax. The proof is where I grind, and my bars are like a dime. The beat is like a quarterback, I hit it like a linebacker. Cause my flow is cold, I'm trapped. Yeah. Call me Mooga TV cause it's everywhere that I'm at. Dub. Mooga is the mindset. Rap about that Mooga cause that Mooga is the concept. Am I doing good? Am I doing fine? Yeah. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron check. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron check. Mooga on a brain. Brain. Mooga is the mindset. Rap about that Mooga cause that Mooga is the concept.
I said Mooga on the brain. Mooga is the mindset. Sign for a lot of them O's, that's a LeBron check. Stack so my money get longer than Chris Bosh next. Saddam Hussein to the game, I am the bomb, yes. I'm at the bar at home, it's a bitty waiting. When I get back to the crib, it's a situation. I throw up on you lames because I'm sick of hating. And I don't talk to the cops, you boys picture framing. I like Ciroc and Henny out the bottle, yo. I cheat trees like I'm the head of the Navajo. Oh yeah, if you're not a squatter, then you gotta go. Pizza shop, bakery swag, that's a lot of dough. I'm making hits with the best, who's stopping that? Danny Dom, Joey Hattiola, can you rock with that? Bullet dive straight up the K, no dodging that. It's 10-4, man's down, you can roger that.
Mooga on a brain, Mooga is the mindset. Rap about that Mooga, cause that Mooga is the concept. Am I doing good? Am I doing fine? Yeah. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron check. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron. Ballin' like I should, I think I need me a LeBron check. Mooga on a brain, brain. Mooga is the mindset. Rap about that Mooga, cause that Mooga is the concept.
Well, folks, we are back. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. Our last caller was Rhett Power from Flip Outs Company.
Flip Outs.
You can catch them at www.flipouts.com. That's Flip Outs with a Z, not an S. We left you off with the top 10 interviewing mistakes. So far, we gave you the top 10 strategies for successful interviewing. And now we're on the top 10 interviewing mistakes.
Okay.
Number 4 is losing control of the interview.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. You want to always keep control of the interview. You want to be able to direct it, shape it, and shift it to your needs. You have to find that angle in that circle.
You're right. You definitely have to. You know, it might get off course a little bit. It might get off track. You gotta bring it back.
Gotta bring it back.
Take control.
Take control of it. Number 5 for the top 10 interviewing mistakes, we have talking too much. You don't want to ramble on with your answers. You want to be precise and to the point.
Just, you know, get out what you need to get out. But don't go overboard, but, you know, TMI. That's what we like to call it.
And it's funny because with mailcallonline.com, we hire outside sales reps. We're always hiring. You can send resumes to press@mailcallonline.com. Okay. And when I interview people, it's funny. I mean, every person really has their own way of going about it, their own format.
Especially sales.
Especially sales.
You have to be comfortable in your skin and, you know, have your way of say, selling something, getting your point across.
Now I make all my interviews now a sales pitch. So I'll tell them to pick anything. I don't care what it is. You pick whatever you want to talk about and sell me that. That'll be the interview. You call me, make me a sales
pitch.
That's
an excellent interview right there.
Excellent interview.
You get to see what the skills are, what they're made of. You know, let's get right down to the nitty and gritty. You know, it's a tough economy, a lot of competition out there. Let's see what your skills are. Let me see if you convince me. That's important right there.
Very important. So number six for the top 10 interviewing mistakes, we have not being totally honest. You definitely don't want to embellish too much. You don't want to exaggerate too much. You want to keep it as truthful as possible.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Hey, be yourself.
Man. A person can tell when you're putting on a front. You definitely want to just be yourself.
And there's a lot of technology out there right now, right? So people can, you know, look into your Facebook episodes and your YouTube episodes and things like that. You know what I mean? Exactly. So you have to. That's a big thing. I've seen some specials on it. People are going to look into your character, look into what you're like as a regular person, and then make a determination and a judgment call off of that based on you trying to find employment with them.
Yeah,
that's deep.
That is.
You have to be aware of that. That'll suck you down right there.
And you know what it is? Like, I didn't have the internet in my middle school until it was eighth grade, and we only knew, you know, two websites, Nike.com and,
you know,
Jumpman23.com. Yeah, so
these search engines weren't really around.
They were. It's so tough for older people in the older generation. I mean, younger kids really have a head up.
They got a jump. I mean, but Google is a monstrous company out there in Yahoo. So people do, and they're built into your phones nowadays. You don't have an Android interface, and it's there. You know, I mean, Google all the time. Everything I want to know. If I have a question, I'm Googling.
The average kid, probably under 21, can't even remember when there was no Google.
Because remember this? You had to go pick up a dictionary.
Yep.
Or encyclopedia. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
They probably can't remember Google. I remember when it was just Yahoo. And Lycos. Lycos.com. Shout out to Lycos.com. I don't know what happened to you, but I mean, they were definitely one of the originators in the field. Number six, we have do not avoid the tough questions. Sometimes the interviewer needs to ask you hard questions, tough questions to gauge your character, gauge your personality. Don't shy away.
What is your weakness?
That is
a main one right there.
A main one.
People go, I don't have any weakness. Yes, and you do.
That's unrealistic. Superman is a comic book. It doesn't. Anyway,
kryptonite was his weakness.
Exactly.
Really?
So, I mean,
you know, but that's just one of the, you know what I mean? Just a trick. What is a weakness? I don't have any weaknesses. Guys, make up, ladies and gentlemen, make up a weakness, some type of vulnerability point. So that you can, you know, seem humanistic to the interviewer.
Yes, and do not pry too deeply. So that's number eight. Number eight is do not pry too deeply. You kind of want to skim through things, but certain things are not for the interview process. Certain information is not for the interview process. It's not to be discussed during that time.
Don't talk about the bad marriage.
You know,
none of that.
Don't talk about your affair.
Just keep it, you know.
Let's keep it professional. Let's not bring those things up.
Like to say?
Definitely. Right. Number nine for the top 10 interviewing mistakes is not considering the big picture. You have to always have the big picture in mind. Without the big picture, you're pretty much just up a creek with no paddle.
That's just to speak politely, rather.
Basically, I mean, you need to know the big picture of what exactly is going on with your job and the person you're trying to interview.
What is the big picture? I mean, again, like we spoke about this earlier. One of them, I think, number four. What is your plan? Does this company have career growth potential for you? Is this just a layover for you? You know, do you need to get the electricity put back on, getting the bread and milk back on the table?
Exactly.
You know?
And number 10, the last one for the top 10 interviewing mistakes, we have do not rush the hiring process. It might take several interviews before you to get hired. Don't just think just because you had one interview, that's the end of the process.
Folks.
The process continues and goes until you have the job.
I think since the year 2000, 2002, things have been shaky. The job market has been shaky.
I mean, really, ever since those towers came down,
you know, yeah.
things have really been changing.
It's been changing. So it's different. Again, I haven't interviewed in a decade myself, so I could imagine, you know, and there's a lot. We had Jack Jobs, right? Jack Job, excuse me. Again, you know, 66 years old. Who knows when the last time he may have interviewed for a job, you know, if he has been. But just to give you an idea, example, you know, decades can go by and you're lost back then. You may have not been paying attention to the Microsoft Office, you know, expansions over the years. You know, it's like, what do I do? You know, how do I write this new one? How do I stay up to date with what's going on?
So those were your top 10 interviewing mistakes. I want to send a special shout out to Jack Job, though. I mean, we're definitely going to call you again on the 21st, so we can talk about the aliens.
The aliens. Oh man, this whole Mayan Indian.
This guy right here.
This whole scenario of the world ending. I mean,
he changed his voice and everything. I thought it was like he had a voice box or something. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's what's his name? T-Pain.
T-Pain. Auto-tune. He auto-tuned his voice.
Auto-tune of Colorado, folks. I need to get out there, Jack, so I can do some skiing.
Definitely. You need to go holler at Tim Tebow. Oh, he can endorse that product. Definitely. Tim Tebow's a big out there.
I'm right out there in
Denver.
Right there.
Denver Broncos. All right. That was funny, Jack Job. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another broadcast of today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show.
It's been excellent. It's been fun. It's getting more fun. Me and Michael were sitting back here talking during the music. Just, you know, how things have even progressed just in the matter of a show. You know, we're getting a lot of feedback, a lot of emails here. We need people to call in a little more, though.
We've had some callers that dropped off the line before they were able to get on. Don't be scared. If you're going to talk about all type of crazy aliens, that's cool, too. I mean, if that's what you believe in and that's what you think is going to happen, I'm interested to chop it up and see, I mean, what's going on with that. But that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys Friday. Friday, we have Damon John coming on. That is the founder of FUBU. Okay. And he's a star of the cast of ABC show Shark Tank. We have Erica Mena. She is the star of Love & Hip Hop on VH1.
Okay.
And we have Greg Dean. He is the dean of comedy. So we'll get a couple jokes in, get a few laughs in.
Yeah, we need that.
Have a couple cocktails. It'll be Friday night.
All right. TGIF, baby.
TGIF. We'll see you guys Friday. Take it easy.
Take care. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and hope that you enjoyed the show. Until next time, please keep a successful state of mind and keep the creativity brewing.